Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Linda. It is Soul in the City. Time to be inspired and empowered. This is a show where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Today our topic will be living our lives like it's golden. Golden. I took that from my girl. And the song that she has that I'm living my life like it's golden, golden. And I feel like that golden is a treasure gold. And we should live our lives like it is this treasure. Well, I'm going to go to some Martha Menendez. And Lord, you've been so good. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Hallelujah, you've been so good. You know, if you know something about that, you just have to say, yes, he has. Yes, he has. He's been so good to me because I'm blessed. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed and highly favored and just glad to know that he is so good. You know, I have a friend, and she's going to know who she is if she's listening. She's so dear to me, but she goes around, and, you know, when you say, how are you doing, she's going to say, I am blessed and highly favored. You know, and it seems like she is. Everything she does, she just seems like she is blessed. We tease. If she goes to a store, she's going to find the best sale. Something about people will open up their doors for her. It just is like she is blessed. But what I found about her being so, when she proclaims that, when she says that, when she affirms that every day, when she says that to people, I've even seen the reaction of other people when they say, well, hi, how are you doing? Not really expecting, you know, an answer like I'm blessed and highly favored, but it turns the other person around. I've seen people that kind of just like, blah, and when she says that, it's like an aha moment comes into them, and they'll say, well, yeah, so am I. Or she's able to open up and witness to them. So, you know, and I'm sometimes guilty, oh, I'm hanging. No, I am blessed and highly favored, and I'm expecting the goodness and the greatness of God. So as you can see, it is Sunday, and I am feeling like I am blessed and highly favored. I had a good message at church, and I'm bringing it forward to living my life like it's golden, golden. Because it is. It's so golden. Life is precious. It can be exquisite, and it's to be enjoyed to the very last drop. And I think that sometimes when we, even in those moments, when we are not having the best time of our life, when things don't seem to always be going our way, it's about your mindset. It's about the mindset that you have. Christ said, let this mind be in you. That is also in Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus had a mindset. He had a renewed mind. He knew what the Father had for him, what his purpose was, and he was about his Father's business. Come what may, you know, whatever life came around him, whatever was going, he was going for his purpose. And I think in living our lives like it's golden, it's living a life of gratefulness. It is having joy. And my pastor, and you know, he knows that I steal from him. Pastor Mark and Patricia, love you both. You know I steal some things from you when I learn a good lesson. Hallelujah. But anyway, he was saying, and I've heard other people say this too, there is such a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is a state of being happy. It's situational, meaning that, you know, if you get a large sum of money, whatever, for that moment you're happy. Joy is a feeling inside of you that you carry with you, come what may, the circumstances. You're not affected by that because you have a joy in your spirit. And when we are connected to Christ, when we are connected to our God source, God living in us, there should be in us a joy that comes what may, we will be, you know, life's going to be golden for me. I choose no other way because life will be golden for me. Before we get any further, because I am on fire, as you can see, because when I think about all that God has done for me, where I've been and where I'm going, I have to tell you, it gets me excited. Hallelujah. It gets me to say, raise my hand and say amen, because I've come from a long journey, and I know God is not a respecter of person, because I know that each of us has our journey. And when you look back at where you were, think of that. When you look back to some of the things that you did, some of the things that you were, your past, don't stay there, but look back at it. And then look at you now, shining, moving forward. If you're still standing after some situations that happened in your past, if you're still standing when somebody left you, baby, they bless them because they lost somebody good. If you're still standing when financially you didn't know how you were making, but you made it and you are the better for it, whoo, do you have something to be grateful for? And when you think about it, isn't your life golden if you're not where you used to be? And you're in another place now. and God has touched your life and changed you for the better, isn't your life golden, golden, golden? Whew, when I think on these things, when I think of where I was in darkness, negativity, poverty, a limited mentality, when I think of where I have been and where God has placed me now, I can do nothing but say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you've opened my mind, that you've opened my spirit to the abundance of who you are, that you came and lived inside of me. The essence of the great I am is inside of me. When I think on these things, when I think on these things, all I can say is my life is golden. My life is golden, golden, golden. And if you got an amen and a hallelujah in your spirit when you think about where you've been and what you've been through and that you're still standing and that you're phenomenal and powerful and great because you're still standing, if you got an amen and a hallelujah in your spirit because of that, baby, you live in your life like it's golden. Think on that. Well, I know it sounds like I'm preaching, but hey, sometimes when you think on some things, you just have to say amen. So part of living your life like it's golden is a gratefulness. It's a joy. It's an appreciation from where you have been to where you are now. At this moment, you're just being and living in this moment. And when you think about, I'm going to take a deep breath here because as I'm speaking to you, God is so working in my spirit. When I think about the now, this very moment, in this right now period of life where God has me now, just right here, that I have a relationship with him, that my mind has been open to new possibilities, that I'm not who I was. Now, I'm a new creation in him. Now, I have a joy in my spirit that I've never had before. Now, I can proclaim his goodness now. When I think about that, as my pastor says, when I see law, pause and think on that, the now moment in my life, not even moving forward, not really stepping backward. When I think about where he has me now, doesn't mean that I can't improve. But right now I'm standing. I'm standing in his grace, which is awesome, and it is sufficient. I'm standing in his power. Hallelujah, which is awesome, and it is sufficient. I'm standing in his greatness, which is powerful, and it is sufficient for me now. That's living your life like it's golden. It's realizing who you are, whose you are, and how you're connected to him. And because you're connected to him, because he lives inside of you, all of his attributes, be they on whatever scale you choose to use them, they're inside of you, ready for you to pull out his creativity, his giftedness, his abundance, his mercy, his grace, his love. All of these things are overflowing because he lives inside of you. It's realizing what you have now. Even when you think about if you have a loving family that is loving and supportive of you and all that you have now at this moment, you know, you have more than enough clothes. I know most of us in America, we have more than enough clothes. When you've been to other countries and see the lack and the poverty, you have to say that we in America have more than enough. We have a roof over our head, clothes to wear. you know, those material things, now you have that. Your needs, your basic needs are met. Even if tomorrow you don't know how. But if you trust in him, he's going to make a way. It's going to be sure. It's that expectancy. Living your life as it's golden and also is that that expectancy. A golden life is just a life of gratefulness. It's recognizing the preciousness of life and treasuring it. You know, doing what I do, I meet some phenomenal people. And my day job, as I've often has said, is as a hospice nurse. But I have met more than one couple, numerous couples, that have been married 50 or more years. And what I have gleaned from all of them is that the appreciation of having someone you love in your life and that love you, and that you guys created this group of people that love and honor and cherish you, and the dedication of this couple to the other. They really take that covenant seriously, and when one of them is passing and one is staying, they're there they are dedicated, they are with them. And in the end of life, you know, it's not about what you've accomplished as far as material possessions and all about. It's that at the end of the day, your children and your grandchildren are all around you because you've created this phenomenal life, and they want to be there. They want to be with you to send you off. You know, that's living your life like it's golden. It's holding that loved one's hand through thick and thin, crying together, loving together. It's that, and I noticed that these couples of 50 or more years, you know that they have had some problems, some ups and some downs, but through it all, there is this connectedness, this oneness. And, you know, when you think about it, that's what makes us connected to God. That's what makes our life golden, is that connectedness, that oneness we have with the God of the universe, who is I, you know, he's my father, he's my Abba. I have no shame in saying it. I'm connected to him through his son, and he has placed a part of himself, of themselves, inside of me via the Holy Spirit, and that Spirit holds in all the attributes, the essence, the small attributes of a great God are inside of me, but even the smallness of those attributes are greater than anything that I could hope or dream. I hold that inside of me. And when you realize that you are his child, you are his son, you are his daughter, you know, and it says it in the Bible, and I'm paraphrasing, if we who are human give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father, our Creator, our Big Daddy God, give good gifts to us? So there is a lot to learn to live and living your life like it's golden. You know, and as I was saying about those couples, you know, it's not that they've not had hard times or difficulties, but they've had a connectedness and a dedication, and they live off the promise of this covenant that they've made with each other, till death do us part, till we're separated from this existence. I'm going to love you. I'm going to cherish you. I'm going to be with you. That's a golden life. It's honoring the goodness and honoring the promises, even honoring the promises God has made to us, to doubt his promises. And those promises can be found in his word, to doubt that he loves you, to doubt he's always going to be with you and never leave or forsake you. To doubt his promises is to not live in that life that is golden. And living a life like it's golden is really living a life of abundance. And I'm going to go to John 10:10, you know, where it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And we know who that thief is, the robber. And sometimes, you know, we think of Satan as the thief. And he is,
And he does still come to steal, kill, and destroy our dreams and hopes. But sometimes we do that even ourselves. We make his job a whole bunch easier because we do that ourselves. We dash our dreams. We doubt what we can do. We don't see ourselves as good and great, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So living that life of abundance is first a mental attitude. It is an attitude of abundance. It takes some renewing of the mind, knowing that you're open to receiving the goodness of God and knowing that God is good. So many of us as Christians, we think of God as this punitive great being in the sky that is just waiting for us to mess up. And that is not who God is. Our God is a good God, and he wants to give good to you, and he only wants to get good for you. And no, I'm not like the prosperity. You know, there's nothing wrong with prosperity, but he's a good father. And a good father wants to provide and wants to ensure that their children are safe, secure, and sound. And basically that even those basic needs that are met, it's just about trusting and relying on him. And a lot of times we see God how we have seen our earthly father. You know, if your earthly father wasn't abandoned, then you'll see God as a God that is abandoning. But I'm here to tell you, the devil is a lie. No, he is a God that is with you. How closer can you be to you than to live inside of you? That is how he never can leave or forsake you, because he has the Holy Spirit. When you're connected to God, when you have made Jesus your Lord and Savior, when you are connected to God, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. How closer can he be? He's closer than a brother. He's inside of you. You pull on that power and you're connected to the God power. You're open to God and his goodness. You know who you are. And who we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, the creator of the universe. He said in Genesis, go and multiply, be fruitful. He left the earth abundantly for us to go, to multiply, to have dominion over the earth, to be open that you can do those things. Like I said, to know that through Christ I can do all things, and to know that our Father will not hold any good thing from you. He only wants to give good to you. It's about being grateful and appreciating that God has given everything that God has given you, knowing that he treasures you. He loves you. He's a loving father. You know, and knowing that and appreciating what you have now in this moment, you know, sometimes even when we are having a bad time, when things are not quite turning out like we would like them to, you still have to take some moments and be grateful what you do have. And worship God anyhow, you know. Still have that yet praise in you, that even at this moment, though things may not quite be what I want, I have an expectancy for my future, knowing that God will provide, you know, those righteous desires that I have in my heart. But right now in this moment, when I think on these things that he's given me, I got joy, peace, health. I can see, hear, taste, feel. You know, I have to praise him for what I have right now at this moment. And as I said, when you look where you were, when I think about it, and the journey of that it took from where you were to where you are now, you have to have a yet praise in you. Isaiah says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. You know, God sees us in whatever condition that we're in. He knows that. But he sees us in our perfected self. He sees us because he's a perfect God. He's a perfect being, and he sees us in our perfected self. He really doesn't see us in our mess. We see our mess. We live our mess. We talk our mess, and we get into that negativity, but he sees us in our perfected self. He sees us healed, whole, great, and we have to learn to see us in our perfected self. abundant life, a golden life, as I call it, exceeds the ordinary. And an abundant life starts with a vision. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They perish because they don't have a vision. Where are you going? So an abundant life, it even proceeds with having the vision of what you want in your life, taking the time to meditate and seeing, feeling, sensing, dreaming on what it is you want. Just for an example, and I'm doing material things, but it's really not about the material things. It's just an example. But if I see that I wanted a house, well, when I visualize, I need to be specific. How many rooms are there in that house that I see? You know, what color does I want? Do I want? Do I want a fence around it? You know, how would I want my rooms to look? What would the furniture be in that house? How warm of a temperature would I want the house to be? You know, be specific and visualize and see. That's why God gave us an imagination. Feel the things that you feel that you would want in the house. I wouldn't want to be warm and inviting and comfortable. So start the vision. Make the vision plain. And that is the beginning of having and living that abundant life. And it's a sense of expectation. It's an expecting to be blessed. You know, those people who live abundant lives, if you really look at them, it's they live in a sense of expectancy, knowing that God is going to bless them, knowing that what they say or what they need, God's going to provide. They're open to the abundance of who God is and what he will provide for them. It's knowing that God is good and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could think or ask. He has no limitations or no restrictions. And don't put no limitations on the script or restrictions on God. Don't put the limitations. Don't put God in a box. You know, sometimes, you know, you had that big dream, that big desire. You know, sometimes it's so big, you're wondering how in the world. And know that when you have that big dream that you are to accomplish, that is a big dream. That's what God gave you. Don't limit God that he could provide everything you need every step of the way to accomplish that big dream. Our God is a big God, and he does big things. Simple as that. So even when you have big dreams, no, that's from God usually. When you look at it and you think, impossible, how am I going to do that? Oh, you're not. You'll do it through him. Know that as an heir of salvation and a son or daughter of God, that he actually desires to bless you. Just like I desire to bless my children, you know, I want to see them have the best, live the best, and if it was in any way in my power, I would see that they would have that. Another part of living an abundant or golden life is acknowledging and being grateful for what you have, which we've kind of gone over that. But it is. It's really being grateful for what you have, being grateful for what he's about to do in your life, already thanking him, knowing that it shall come to pass. It's passing the blessing on. Once you've been blessed, we're blessed to be a blessing. Don't forget to pass it forward. That keeps the oneness, that keeps the circle of life going. You're blessed to be a blessing. Don't keep it all to yourself. Don't hoard it all to yourself. Pass it out. And it also says, Lord, I'm open, because I know that as I give and receive, that if I pass it on to somebody, I'm keeping that circle of continuum going, that we're all being blessed and provided for, and that not the blessings and the provision will not stop. And it's taking God's promises personally. You know, when we live according to the word, when we know the scriptures, when we know the promises, you take those promises personally. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. That's a promise. Hallelujah. That is a promise. And so I take that. Linda, your God, I'm going to supply all your needs, Linda, according to my riches and glory. Not yours, but according to mine. And, you know, he has exceedingly abundantly above anything I could think or ask. So it's taking those promises, even putting your name in the scriptures. Take those promises that God has made to us in the scripture, take them in personally. And how do you begin to live an abundant life? Listen to God. It's taking the time to listen. You know, I always say prayer is a two-way conversation. Sometimes you just need to listen. Do you ever sit quietly and say, "Speak to me, God"? Because sometimes he'll speak to you. He'll tell you how to get from point A to point Z. He'll write you out a plan step by step. Our steps are ordered by God, but you got to listen. Do you take the time to listen to God? As I said before, you got to know his promises and make those promises personal to you. You have to trust God. And hasn't he, if you think about it, in your life, hasn't he always proven himself to be faithful, to be true to what he's promised you? I don't know about you, but he has always whatever he's promised me, he's come through with it. There's an old song that says, he may not come when you want him, but he's always there on time. And everything that I have righteously desired in my life, he has come through with me. When I didn't know how I was going to do a certain thing, how I was going to make it, you know, I've been a single parent. And sometimes I didn't know how. You know, we were going to make it, how I was going to get this or that. But my God always came through. Somehow there would be a way open. I'd do this and that would come. An unexpected this would come from a blessing someplace else. You know, he always has been faithful to provide, and his promises to me, and I know he's no respecter of persons. So his promises, look at his track record. He has always proven to be trustworthy. So trust in him. Trust God will bring your successes. And as I said before, visualize, personalize, act on your advance with determination. You know, visualize what it is you're desiring, what you want. Personalize it. Go to the scriptures and get the personal promise for that. See it. Believe it. Visualize it, act on it, move on it with a determination, knowing that his promises are true. Plan for it. Set out the goals for it. Ask him to show you how to do it. Give to others, as we said before. Live a life of expectancy, and don't let doubt separate you from the vision God has for you. Isn't that a story right there? Because sometimes we doubt ourselves. It's no way I can do that. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I can't do that. I'm just, you know, and it really, as I've grown in Christ, when I hear Christians say, "Well, woe is me. I'm just a lowly servant of God." No, baby, you are a son, a daughter of God, a righteous heir, a king and a queen. We are a royal priesthood. We need to change our mindset and bring it on up. And I thank God for a revealing word, that revelation knowledge that comes when you receive that you are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. Be careful who you share your dreams with. Remember Joseph in his dream when he had dreams and he shared them with his brothers, and what happened to that? They became jealous. They became stifled, and they made plans to destroy him. They put him in the pit. But somehow God worked through Joseph, and even those things he had to go through, but he ended up being second only to Pharaoh. So God's promises are true. His dreams came true. He had to go through some things, but he did. The promises were still there, and they still were faithful and still were true. But you do have to be careful who you share your dreams with. Sometimes it's even family members that you know that they're not ready to receive where you are and where God is placing you. And you have to be careful with sharing who you are sharing your dreams with. Don't allow anyone to take you out of your present, including yourself, to your past. No, this is where I am now. I know that I might have did that 20 seconds ago. Last year I might have done that, but God has brought me here with a new understanding, with a new revelation knowledge, and I'm not that person in my past. If you can see, my name is Linda Muhammad. You know, I was a Muslim in my past. Nothing wrong with that. I don't knock no religion. But I am so much fuller in Christ and who I am in Him. And things that I've done or said in my past, that's where they are. That's where they stay. I'm a new creation in Him. And like I said, be careful, even you. Living in the past, you can't even move forward because you're walking behind. You're looking behind. You're looking behind. Turn around and move forward. Get out of your past. Get out of your own way. See God as the creator of all things and the supplier of your abundant living. He is the supplier of your every need, and He wants us to live an abundant life. A golden life. He wants us to live a golden life. Well, that's all I have for today. I hope that you got something from that you gleaned something from that. We all should live our lives as they are golden, with the expectancy of the abundance of the universe that God has created for us. He wants us. Jesus said it in His word. I want you to live a life that is abundant. I came that you may have life. He said, I came that you may have life. And that's even more than whatever you thought about for your life. And have it abundantly, to the full, running over, a golden life, a precious life, a cherished life, because you're connected to the great I Am. Be still. And know that He is God, and He wants you to live abundantly and a golden life. This is Linda. This is Soul in the City. Baby, live your life. Life is golden. That's what God intended for you. Be blessed because you are. Be powerful because you are. Be great because you are. Because the great I Am lives in you. Have a great week. Be blessed.